Audio point 6. The library was intended to be Neston's memorial to Queen Victoria, following her death in 1901. It was not built, however, until 1907, largely with funds provided by the Scottish-American industrialist Andrew Carnegie. Having founded the Carnegie Steel Company in Pittsburgh, which later became US Steel, Carnegie then gave away most of his fortune to set up libraries, schools and universities throughout the world, including Carnegie Hall in New York. He gave money on the condition that the land should be donated. Mrs. Russell, the widow of Dr. Russell, who lived in Vine House opposite, was happy to do so. The footpath, which runs beside the library garden, down to the Wirral Country Park, used to be known as Dr. Stiles, because of her connection. The Russell's son Frank was a partner in the firm Knowles & Russell, engineers to Neston Council, and his firm were the architects for the library building. It was greatly extended in 1973, and in 2003 the whole building was updated and underwent structural and internal alterations. Until 1930, the borrowers were not allowed to choose the books from the shelves. Instead, they had to choose from a catalogue, and the librarian would collect the books. Neston Library is the last surviving Carnegie Library in Cheshire. Outside, you will see a mosaic which was unveiled to celebrate the library's 100th birthday in 2007. It depicts the changes in Neston which have occurred during these years and was designed by local artists inspired by the ideas of the local people. Opposite the library stands Vine House with its notable facade overlooking the Dee estuary. You might notice the sundial in the frontage. It is perhaps the most interesting building architecturally in Neston. Although its style suggests an earlier period, it was built just after the Mostyn estate map was drawn up, probably in about 1733. In the latter half of the 18th century, it housed the prominent family of Neston doctors, James Bond and his son Stephen. It was probably James Bond who built the stables behind the house, where there is a date plate of 1747. Vine House is notable for the serpentine or crinkle-crankle wall which you can see forms two sides of the garden. Walls of this type, most usually found in East Anglia, are most uncommon in this area. It had a practical use though. One of the bays contains a hearth and a flue where a fire was lit in cold weather to protect such tender plants as peaches from the frost. The crinkle-crankle wall can be seen from behind by going up Mill Street to the left of Vine House and turning right alongside Churchill Court, which itself is an unusual design of housing built for the elderly in 1972 by Gerald Beach and Partners. It is now occupied by all age groups. Returning to Parkgate Road, turn into Church Lane. Carry on listening as you walk. Its line originally marked the limit of the town, and on its downhill side there lay another of the medieval town fields. Look out for Holly Tree House, which was built before 1811, which makes it the oldest house in the lane. The German imperial coat of arms on the front was added at a much later date by a former owner. There are two other interesting houses of the early 19th century to look out for further down the lane. The Hermitage and Springfield House. Springfield House was the home of Dr. James Braid, who had experimented with the use of mesmerism and was the first person to use the term hypnotism. At one time, hypnotism was known as Braidism. He died in 1860. On your left, you should now find the wall of the churchyard, and you can return through it to the starting point. As you go, look out for a red sandstone sundial on a square base, which is dated 1717. Of note near the church is the red sandstone hearse house with its slate roof and red ridge tiles. This was built in 1875 and it would have been used to store the horse-drawn hearse. There are still occasional burials here, although in 1900 the vicar reported that the churchyard could take burials for only one more year. The Neston Council bought land by Raby Park Road for a cemetery, although this was not ready until 1906. The churchyard contains the grave of John Hancock, who died in 1775, aged 112. He had had an interesting life. He had been a ship's carpenter, was captured by both the Spanish and the French, and he took up farming at the age of 50. We hope that you have enjoyed the Neston Audio Trail, which was produced with information kindly supplied by the Neston Civic Society. Don't forget, there is also an audio trail available for the church and the neighbouring town of Parkgate.